the British Empire fueled and maintained their vaunted industrial revolution, moving dramatically from mercantilism to the corporate god of capitalism. It is no wonder that Karl Marx writes in Capital of European capitalism rising out of the bloody womb of African slavery. Looking back over Marx's influential work as a philosopher, economist, and historian, it becomes clear that he identified the enslavement of Africans in America as an essential force behind mounting capitalism, not only in the New World, but in Europe as well. In the late 1840s, Marx wrote a prescient observation regarding American slavery as it relates to the American Empire's financial wherewithal. Direct slavery is just as much the pivot of bourgeois industry as machinery, credits, etc. Without slavery, you have no cotton. Without cotton, you have no modern industry. It is slavery that has given the colonies their value. It is the colonies that have created world trade. And it is world trade that is the precondition of large-scale industry. Thus, slavery is an economic category of the greatest importance, Marx writes. In 1944, Eric Williams' Capitalism and Slavery challenged the secure, mythical tenets of European and American history. Williams, who later became the Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, makes a powerful case that the African slave trade propelled Europe's rise to global economic dominance, and that the massive profits from the triangular slave trade